Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome and Happy New Year. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Hope you made it through the holiday season with a smoker hot and maybe got a new grill or toy under your tree. But I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, brother?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Thanks for joining us. It is the Winter Smoke Show, the first show of 2020.
Right.
Get that down when you write your check.
Yeah.
Payable to the Grilling Guys.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We are looking for sponsors, so hopefully somebody's going to write some checks out there.
2020.
Winter's starving out.
Right.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk all about winter smoke and smoking in the cold weather, because that's the best time to get your smoker going, in my book.
Right. It is. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, you got to keep your man card up and active. And if you put your toys away for cooking outside in the winter, then we got to clip the corner. You know, it's just not what, it's not what's going to happen.
And some of you have nothing but a couple corners left.
So. Right, yeah, exactly. If you've done this before and you've listened for a while, certainly.
How was your New Year's celebration?
You know, it was good. And we went non-traditional, just went with another couple, and we decided to do King Crab Legs, which is not grilling at all, but it's steaming.
Where'd you go?
Well, we just went for another couple's house.
Oh.
Lisa and I went over to another couple's house, and we got over there, and I had bought 5 pounds of King Crab Legs.
They were wonderful.
Yeah, oh, they were wonderful. You're right. But we get over there, and the guy's got 4 New York strips set out,
oh,
too. And I'm
goodness.
Like, dude, this isn't going to work. There's no way that we can eat
we're
those
doing
steaks.
The crab legs.
Right, the crab legs are here. I said, just put those in the fridge.
Yeah.
You can have them another day.
Let's do some dry aging.
Yeah. But he had them all seasoned up and everything. I don't know what he was thinking. But anyway, the crab legs, we did, you know, that Kerrygold Irish butter.
Yes.
And we clarified
yes.
it.
Yes.
And, man, is that good.
Yeah.
You know, dripping down your chin.
I'm
and
just starving.
Yeah. So it was good.
And where'd you get the crab legs?
You know, I got them at Costco. Of all places.
Really?
Yeah, this guy is a manager at Costco where we went to his house, and he tipped me off that they were having their seafood rally. Or
you didn't pass that tip on to your buddy?
I didn't, because it was a one-time thing. They were going to end. I bought them on New Year's Eve, and that was the last day of it.
Oh, but, were they fresh? No, they must have been frozen.
They're all cooked and frozen. That's how King Crab comes.
Oh, they're cooked?
Yeah, all King Crab is.
Really?
Yeah, they cook it and before they freeze it and bring it to you, and you just warm it up is all you do.
You're steaming it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep, put it in a big pot with a steamer.
Oh, no kidding. I never knew that.
Yeah, we had some side dishes and stuff, but the King Crab was the star of the show.
And how was it?
You know what? It was wonderful, and I just really – it's a treat, right? It's 25
yes.
bucks a pound.
Right.
So you
on sale it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, right. Yep, $24.99 on sale, regularly $34.99, right? So big ones, though, like, you know, big as your wrist.
So you dropped $125 bucks just for the entree.
Right, for four of us. Yeah, like I
said,
it was
bad.
Special.
That's not bad.
It was special, and, yeah. and but we really, really enjoyed it.
Oh.
And you know, just had great appetizers. Got into a bottle of Eagle Rare bourbon, maybe just a step or two too far. But, you know, Lisa was driving, so I was happy.
That's the way sounds it was. Like fun.
Yeah, it was.
We ended up going to Saugatuck, and we went with several friends, couples, and had a fantastic time. I have never spent a night downtown Saugatuck, especially in the winter.
Right.
But there were quite a few places still open. And Saugatuck, depending on where you're listening, it's on the west coast of Michigan, about, halfway up the west coast on Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful little town, very diverse culture, beautiful yacht marinas there, just a cool piece of real estate.
Lots of art.
Little bitty shops all over with
right.
art fairs and just cool restaurants and bars and just craziness. And we walked around all night. We spent the midnight hour at a place, I think it was called Billy's.
Billy's Boathouse.
Couldn't tell you for sure.
Right.
Anyway, we had so much fun. We stayed at a cool little hotel right downtown on the water. There's mm-hmm. only one.
Right.
And then they have a barge behind it.
Right.
And so that's where we started and ended our night. And the next morning, we went to a restaurant that John, one of the guys with us, really loves. He said, you have to have breakfast at the Southerner. So we just kept hearing that all night.
Right.
I think he went there for the breakfast, not even for New Year's Eve.
Right, yeah.
But these guys all live there, right? They're all food people. They're food brokers and just people in the food industry. So it was a very fun event when you're with like-minded people. But right. this Southerner is a cool little you can tell it's an older place that's been added onto several times on the water, done up very nicely and tastefully, but you can tell it's a very old structure, and there's a lot of those in Saugatuck.
Right.
And I couldn't wait to eat there, and I got to meet – once we got done eating, the guys told them – they all know the owner. And right, they told sure. them that I was there and yada, yada, who bought the show. And he came over to the table and brought me a box of their chicken because they're famous for their chicken.
Oh.
Their fried chicken. And I can tell you that their fried chicken is crazy good. But I had prime rib and eggs. I had a rib steak – eggs. They have awesome Bloody Marys, and it was like almost as good as the night before, you know?
Right, yeah.
Just, here we go again. But the guy's name is Jonathan Fries. I don't know what his wife's name is, but she basically runs it. He happened to be there New Year's Day.
Right.
And I just want to put a little shout out to the Southerner in Saugatuck. They're just every breakfast we saw was like it was like people are just moaning when right. the plate comes up. And it's so fun to find those little places like that.
Right.
I mean, because, I don't know, to me, breakfast is a big deal, especially right. if we're doing it up and we got all the nice clothes and we're staying in the hotel and the champagne in the room and all this stuff. Yeah. And the next morning, you know, hopefully it'll be great in many ways.
Right. Bring in the new year properly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I get it.
Because you
yeah.
come home too loaded to do it properly. So anyway, that awesome breakfast. And then for me, if I can have a Bloody Mary at breakfast on these special occasions.
Oh, sure.
I feel like I'm like really, really doing it up.
Living it high on the hog.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
so,
fun.
So let's talk about that prime rib because you and I had a conversation before New Year's Eve,
right,
where we were talking about how to do a prime rib, and I ran into a guy at Sobey Meats. He's right. standing in front of me picking up his Christmas prime, and we didn't talk about it during that show. But he said, you're going to put this thing in the oven. What was it, 500 degrees?
Yeah.
You did it, didn't you?
I
did. Explain it to
us. I did. Actually, you gave me the idea, and I had heard other people talk about it, but it just, to me, sounded gimmicky.
Right.
And then when you said it and you heard it, this guy at Sobey, it's like, okay, it's probably a real deal.
Right.
I did it. I bought a 10-pounder from Sobey's for Christmas.
Okay.
I threw it in the oven. I put my smoke on it, my Thermapen smoke, which has a couple remote probes, and one was in the oven because I wanted to make sure I was hitting 500.
Right.
And the other one went in the piece of meat because I wanted to make sure I pulled it out at 132.
Right.
So it worked beautiful. I had 10 pounds, so I put it in for like 55 minutes.
Right.
Shut it off. And just watch that internal probe and watch the oven temp as well because it didn't drop real fast.
That's well, you left the door open, right? You never opened the door. Excuse me,
I left closed. The door closed.
You never opened the door.
And that's
correct,
a Thermador yes. range that from Garrett's, right?
Right.
So it's a really good range. It held that temperature for a long time. So it was a good thing I was watching the internal because I had to pull it at
right.
130. It was still climbing. And it was going to go beyond my mark.
So the simple
a cheaper stove would have dropped a lot more temperature, and had probably been zeroed each other out. But right. if you're using a really good stove oven, you want to make sure you're monitoring that internal.
So you just put that in there for 5 minutes per pound at 500 degrees.
Yep.
When your timer went off, you shut the oven off. Don't open the door, and then you just watch the internal temperature until it got to the doneness.
Yeah.
Then you open the door, pull it out, and let it rest.
Yeah.
Super simple.
Oh, it was so good.
But it turned out.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
yeah.
Any prime rib from Sobey's is going
right.
to turn
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, rather than putting it in there at 500 degrees, we're going to be talking a little bit about some cold smoking. Cheese, fish, sausage, you name it, we're going to smoke it. Stick with us. We'll be back.